The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 26th of June, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly charging Bahamas. I say that because joining me in studio today is the president of the Bahamas Electrical Workers Union, and we are going to be talking labor, and we're going to be talking charging up your things because the BPL summer is rolling in. Before we get to that part of the conversation, of course, I've got some sand dollar news for you. This Tuesday, the 27th, and Wednesday, the 28th of June, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Supervalue East Street. And again on Friday, the 30th of June, and Saturday, the 1st of July, at Supervalue Winton. Show your sand dollar enabled a digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. That's 302-9880. And now, on to our sand dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 4 months, On the Clock will be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address or custom name to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. Again, you can only win once. So let me throw out the first question for the day. What is the site of the Andrus Crab Fest that took place this weekend? What was the site of the Andrus Crab Fest that took place this weekend? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you are in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, we have a toll-free number for you to call, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. What is or what was the site of the Andrus Crab Fest that took place this weekend just gone? What is the site of the Andrus Crab Fest that took place this weekend just gone? Good morning, Bahamas. Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Joining me again in studio is Mr. Kyle Wilson, the president of the Bahamas Electrical Workers Union Association. I start the show by saying this. After experiencing a number of unscheduled power outages over the last week, I was saying publicly, but not out loud, like on my megaphone, because I couldn't charge it up, Everybody at BPL needs a pay cut, except for the janitorial staff. I can imagine what they have to clean up on a daily basis. I'm shouting that to the rooftops, and then somebody, a voice of reasonableness, swooped in and said, "Miss Green, I think that's an unfair assertion. What you imply in your statement is unfair, and the situation is far more complex than just fire everybody. And so I've invited Mr. Wilson here to ask him a number of questions. Here's a question I am not asking him this morning. I'm going to ask y'all, the listening audience, are we ready to fire the Minister of Works yet? I don't want it to take us by surprise. I don't want anybody to be surprised when it happens or when it never happens. It's probably never going to happen, but I'm still going to call for it. Again, I did not invite Mr. Wilson here to ask him that question. That's my question that I have been asking repeatedly since the PLP administration took over the government. And before that, I was asking it again, just of a different Minister of Works. I don't care who is sitting in the seat, to be honest with you. I don't care at all. Because over successive decades, everyone who has sat in the chair requires of us, has shown us the need for the question, do we need to fire the Minister of Works? Now, I live in a pretty cool area because I live close to the ocean. So I always get a little bit of breeze. But we've been experiencing what some will call an unbearable heat wave across the region. It's not particular to the Bahamas. I don't think BPL caused it, is what I'm trying to say. But this last week has been particularly problematic for me. And then I realize for many people, if whatever I'm experiencing, they're experiencing it tenfold in their communities. Because it turns out that we've had communities who've been losing power every day. Some multiple times a day. Many multiple times a week. And those that are lucky have already experienced one or two power outages since the summer began. And so yesterday, after about 3 hours of a power outage, in fact, my power had already come on again when I saw this notice on BPL's Facebook page at 6:30 p.m., we are presently experiencing a generation shortfall in New Providence. Customers will experience periods of supply interruption throughout the evening. Where possible, supply interruptions will be a maximum of 2 hours in duration. We apologize for the inconvenience as we work to make additional generation available to meet demand. And so I've invited Mr. Wilson in today to bring balance, to help me find a place of balance in this conversation. I ready to fire everybody. But Mr. Wilson has shared with me some things that have caused me to put that action on pause. I put the petition down. I throw away the pen for right now. Good morning, Mr. Wilson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Bahamas. Good morning to everyone out there in BPL land and the members of the Bahamas Electrical Workers Union. Again, I extend condolences to each and every one of you and to the family of our fallen Chief Shop Steward, Brother Tariq Obain, who will soon be laid to rest. It's still a major blow to the union, to the company, of his untimely passing, and we're still trying to process it. But nonetheless, you know, I still thank God for my space here today. And I thank God that you are not the minister, that I can still keep my job. So thank God for that. But I extend condolences to each and every one of you on his untimely passing. You know, I would just like to start with a scripture, Sister Green. And it's from Jeremiah 1:19. It says, "They shall fight against thee, but they will not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, says the Lord, to deliver thee." And so, in that vein, I just thank God for all he's done in my life, all he's doing in the life of the Bahamian people, and the fact that he is here to deliver us from any troubles, any trials, anything we face, and even these power outages and all these issues, he will deliver us. In defense of the minister, we look at it in context of the issues we face today, but if you look at what the portfolio that the minister has to take on, he has BPL, he has water and sewage,
telecommunications,
throughout the length and breadth of an archipelago of many islands. And so to each island, there's situations that are unique to each other. They put people in place to represent them who they feel will carry out a job. Maybe some of those persons aren't necessarily working in the will of what the government of the day or the minister is doing. And so sometimes that creates a challenge. And at the end of the day, I can tell you, if something goes wrong in the union, I get the belt.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's not necessarily my fault, but because I am the leader, I have to take the punishment. And so sometimes even the ministers, and we look at them and the prime minister, anything that happens, Brave or the prime minister or the minister, they're going to get the belt.
Mm-hmm.
But I can assure you, I would have spoken to the minister, the current minister, Minister Alfred Sayers, Casey, and I would have explained to him some of the legacy issues that would have been plaguing BPL and how we need to correct them. And one of those issues were the competent training of Bahamian young men and women in the lines work and in the operation work and in the craft work. And they would have brought on this year probably some 70 young men and women to fill those gaps. We had a VSEP, right, okay, under the previous administration that depleted over 50% of the competent staff at BPL.
Between 2017 and 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Another exercise?
Yeah, we had a big exercise. Yeah. We took about 50% of the staff, and I'm talking about these are the persons who were more or less the brains of the company or who were the most skilled and competent by knowledge. And so we just got rid of them off the bat. We didn't even have a proper transfer of knowledge. And so that created a brain drain in the company that probably leading to some of the issues that we have today. And in defense of the minister and the leaders at BPL, I thank you for giving young Bahamian men and women an opportunity to come up and serve in this country and to help fix some of the legacy issues that would have been plaguing BPL.
All right. So when those workers were let go, were they incentivized by the state or supported by the union to assist in this retention of knowledge issue by setting up training academies or mentorship programs for the new employees coming into the system?
In my opinion, the VSEP itself was not handled correctly. It was just like a quick just dumping of the employees and not done comprehensively that it would transfer the knowledge and say, okay, so if I know next year I want to get rid of some people, maybe I'm going to start training those that are there and try to bring in one or two younger people to try to transfer that knowledge. But that didn't really happen. It was just almost like a overnight thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I could see that could be a very big issue, right? That requires every element of the ecosystem at the table. And that doesn't just mean BPL management and the union, right? Mm-hmm. But it also means auxiliary organizations like the Chamber of Commerce who can identify business people that have the capacity to help launch a training program or a certification program, a continuing education program for young and new technicians in the field.
Yeah, and that is why I even went to a board meeting and I openly thank the board, the chairman, his name is Mr. Pedro Ruel, and I thanked them. I said, you know what, I appreciate what you're doing, reinvesting back into the company. When the previous administration was like trying to size it down, they see where the issues are and they're trying to address them. Unfortunately, Rome isn't built in a day, and it's going to take those younger persons a while to catch on. But the bridge for tomorrow, we must start building it today. These issues already exist. You could probably get some quick patches and we could try some quick fixes. But these are legacy issues that have plagued the country. From when I was a child, I always had people make jokes about BP.
Oh, yeah. 30-year energy crisis.
I'm so happy to see the current administration investing in Bahamians, investing in young people, investing in training. Even though these persons won't be ready for the field until about 2-3 years, at least down the road, we're looking to address the long-term issue. And so I'm happy in that vein that some of the issues that are plaguing us today because of manpower shortages, because of drain and knowledge and all that, that's going to be readdressed. And so right now, yes, it's like you go and you have a broken arm, you go to the emergency room, they're going to try to, quote unquote, stabilize you. So, and then after they stabilize, they're going to send you to the specialist, and healing is going to be a long-term process. And so right now, I guess they're trying to stabilize. And to be honest with you, I want babies to understand something. We live in a low water table area. Some of the cables are even underground. And I'm not speaking for BPL operations, but let's say right now it's storming.
Yeah.
And you have a fault. No one's going to expect no one to go in the middle of the rain, dig into the ground, and try to restore power. As you're almost looking at a certain loss of life. Then you have persons that are inebriated late at night, lose consciousness, and carry two poles home with them.
Pause. That's something I definitely want to talk about, right?
Yes.
Because I want to be fair. To what extent is BPL losing, right, paying out with no return money to repair equipment and infrastructure damaged in traffic accidents and incidents, right? So an accident is two vehicles hitting each other. Mm-hmm. An incident is a vehicle with doesn't have the proper clearance, height clearance, that goes under a line and pulls it down, right? Construction accidents where someone is beginning to dig a trench or to prepare a foundation or a cesspit and they hit a line. And then landscaping in the same way.
Yeah.
Someone is trimming a tree and hits a line. How many of the outages that we experience are due to no fault of BPLs, right? Like there's not the damage in the the generator. How much is BPL tracking that information? And is BPL working with the insurance industry to ensure that those damages are assessed, determined, and assessed, and paid out as a part of the insurance payout?
Unfortunately, I cannot speak for their operations and
That's operational.
There are persons who paid the big bucks who could tell you that. Unfortunately,
right.
I'm just I'm just an average worker.
The first outage I experienced this week was because of downlines, right? So
yeah.
I had to suck up all my feelings and not cuss at BPL because there's nothing BPL could do about
that. Well, I know many of the outages that take place are not because of worker fault or poor planning or anything. Sometimes accidents happen. And so you live two blocks away, so you didn't see the guy that took down a pole that's two blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel like, hey, it's a power outage. But, you know, think of it now. They have to go and get people out of their beds 2-3 in the morning. They can't wait on that person to pay.
They don't have people on call?
Yeah, they have persons on call.
Yeah, but if you're on call, you can't be sleeping.
No, I understand that. But, you know, you have to be ready and available. And so persons have to get up. And so the company really can't just wait to prosecute you or to make you pay. They have to go and find the resources to fix it right away. Transformers and to repair those things and get it up and running and pay extra man hours or extra time, overtime. And all that adds to the cost of the operation. So people don't see those accidents add to the cost of the operation. And that's probably part of why it's so expensive. And so even as a company, BPL has to repair it. They can't wait on the courts to make a determination. They got to go and repair it and hopefully on the tail end try to recover. And so a lot of people don't even have insurances on these vehicles. A lot of people just can't afford to repair. And what is the company to do? So not necessarily speaking for the company. That's speaking from a point of common sense that Bahamians, we are not as accountable to our actions that cause a lot of these outages and things that are happening. And then we just haphazardly blame the workers. And like you say, you won't fire us and you won't run the whole management out of the
fire
city.
What?
You won't get rid of the minister. But there are things that we just can't control. There are acts of God that lightning hit.
I can accept that. Stick a pin there. Sure. I got to get back to this question. I've got to answer by text. Dear texter, I just got to ask you last three digits, 500. Have you played the game before? I don't have my list of winners in front of me. Again, the question is, what is the site of the Andrews Crab Fest this week that took place this weekend in Andrews? What is the site? Where was it held? Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. So I could say, Mr. Wilson, while we're having this conversation, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The real test is happening outside.
Yes, it is.
Because it's thundering and it's lightning. It's a lightning in it. And we haven't seen any dips or bows yet. So the test, you're handling the test very, very well. So those are things like storms, lightning, right? Lightning in particular, those are things we have no control over.
Yeah.
I can't blame BPL for the lightning. There are some other things, though, that BPL should have under their control that I feel they don't have under their control. And I want to make this point that for most Bahamians of you my age, which is in your 40s, right, you know BPL. You know, even though BPL is new, you know them. I know y'all. I know what y'all used to, up to, what you used to do, what you're going to do. I know you, right? So I expect the power to go off when it's hot. I expect the power to go off when it's raining, when it's lightning. I just expect it. Here's what I have a real issue with in 2023. A lack of communication from the entity. Not just a lack of communication, a lack of mechanisms to communicate with the entity. It is as if the entity is not prepared. Not just not prepared to engage with its customers, they know we want to talk to them and they don't want to talk to us. And that, I think, is the most frustrating part of this experience is the power goes off. How do I communicate with you that the power is off? How do I know that you received the message? Where am I? Is my outage on the list of outages? Can I ever get an estimated time of restoration? Will anybody ever tell me why the power went out? And why doesn't the entity use the same method that it uses to communicate information like my bill is due, my light is about to get shut off? The man outside the house, miss, he come in to shut it off. Y'all could communicate the things you want to communicate, but why is the entity not able to communicate scheduled outages through multiple means of communication? 1 second. I see I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
I am highly blessed, and to Mr. Wilson, my good friend.
Hey.
What are y'all guys doing, Mr. Wilson, during this is the hurricane season, basically. What are you giving a heads up on, like, say we know a hurricane is approaching the Bahamas or approaching one of the islands. Are y'all going to be able to give people a heads up, or are you going to disconnect the current during that time or something like that? Because I can be real with you, Mr. Wilson. You're doing a pretty good job, but that, when you call for emergency, the line is like, you calling the wall, hoping it would answer you. Because, you know, I have people where I live in the Western district, right, who, no fault of theirs, because of the, you know, like the power outage, the air condition, their refrigerator. But then I have to understand, too, you can't stop lightning. You can't stop storms. So what is the prevention as you being a part of BPL ahead of time, not when it's about to happen, but ahead of time? What is the prevention for people?
Well, let me answer as best as I can. Like I said, operational issues I always would leave to the company to speak to, but I'm going to speak to you from a layman's view of the situation. During a hurricane, I don't expect the power to be on. That is a very dangerous thing. I would hope that when the winds reach a certain level, when the seas rage, that the company would take that power, would cut the power off to save lives. Because you don't want poles down that are alive. You don't want electricity to be on and your house flood and you get electrocuted. So the prudent thing for them to do in the best interest of saving lives would be to turn the power off in the best interest of saving until they get the oil clear. And then they also have, from what I remember, Mr. Sterling Moss, who works directly with the NEMA agency, play-by-play, and he comes on when they give the updates. He is there working along with NEMA, updating from a BPL standpoint. I know they would have just recently hired Ms. Annette Ingram-Wilson for PR, I guess, to upgrade the PR. So they're listening. They're listening. And we have a new call center that is taking in calls to try to help you guys out to take on the volume of calls, because even when you call, they're trying to get that data out to the field guys. And so we have a lot of persons trying to give directions. And so it's not a matter of just taking a call, but they try to work with you in real time. And so they just added the call center to try to mitigate against some of what you guys are saying. It's not a perfect science. It's not a perfect place.
Right.
We're dealing with electricity. You know, it ain't like cable bomb. You just press a button. You know, we're dealing with some serious stuff.
I think, Mr. Wilson, a lot of Bahamians, you know, like how you're sitting on Ms. Green's talk show. Yeah. You know, people have understanding.
Yes, sir.
Especially during the hurricanes. But you need more persons like yourself to go out there and get and spread the word. You see, going on flyers and social media is all good, but when you can hit the radio waves like how you're doing right now,
yes, sir.
It gives people a little bit of sign of relief of that someone still care.
Yes, sir.
You know, that someone still has the interest of people.
Yes.
But, you know, this is the hurricane season, and some of our people, you know, Mr. Wilson, they really need to understand that, you know, this is our only power entity in the country.
Yes, sir.
And you have to preserve it. Some, like you say, like if, you know, a storm is coming, the power turn off, then you hear people hit social media, oh, BP, I'll do this to me, BP, I'll do that to me. But the flip side of that is, if you leave the power on, and I'm in my apartment, and I go use the bathroom, and I get struck by lightning, could I blame BPL or could I blame myself?
Or the contractor who's supposed to put the ground and rod in down.
Okay,
that's another. Thank you, DeWitt, so much. That's another set of questions I need to ask.
Your guys have a nice day, Mr.
Right,
have a nice day, my brother.
I'll get you.
Absolutely. Yes, man, I need the professionals and all the, I'm sure everyone, every member of BEWU, the Bahamas Electrical Workers Union, is a professional. But we need experts to enable themselves to transfer knowledge, right? And there's so many contractors, masons, general workmen that don't realize what a grounding rod is.
Yes.
And why it's there. And I realized I had a grounding rod, and I realized somebody pulled it up and moved it. Like, I don't know why, you know, he's thinking to himself.
Very, very important thing, and I alluded to the Chief Shop Steward passing. He was actually an inspector, and he would go to the homes and inspect to see if the electrical that is done to the home is up to standard, ensuring that you have your rods and arresters and all of that. Those are very important, so people don't think those things. So storm, lightning comes down, you don't have your lightning arresters, you don't have your rods, your power go out. Oh, BPL surge and BPL this. We get it on our back. And the workers get it on their back for a lot of things that we are ignorant to or have or is not part of it. People don't understand that anything past the meter is the responsibility of the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing my grounding rod is not past the meter, hey?
Yeah, and so those simple things that people don't understand. And so I understand over the weekend, if I tell you how many calls I've received from like the top down would call and ask me what's happening. They can't get through, and I would have to use my channels, call some of the managers for assistance, and call other people.
Due to Okay, producer, let's get ready for a break. Let me ask this question and we're going to go to a break. I got a winner for the trivia question. I'm going to give you all the answer in a second. I'm going to throw out the second question when we come back from the break. But right there, who is responsible? Who's responsible for protecting the Bahamian people from unscrupulous workers in the field, right? And this is a particular issue that I have because I have a utility company pulled down a line. They ended up pulling down the power line as well. I have an expert electrician, but there's only so far he can go. He has to wait on BPL, yeah. Right? This is an essential service. He has to wait on BPL to be able not just to complete the process, but to verify that things are being done correctly. Why doesn't BPL have more staff available to do that? And are managers aware that not just the workers, but the management has to operate at the pace of electricity? Not the pace of the world, not the pace of the economy, but at the pace of electricity.
Yeah.
And is it a cultural thing, or does the entity require more manpower?
Yeah, I think it's also a manpower issue, and that's why I told you that VSAP would have caused a lot of issues in terms of knowledge transfer and manpower. But the company is addressing that long-term with the new apprenticeship program. I mean, hey, listen, I'm a product of the apprenticeship program. The last five union presidents were all products of the apprenticeship and training programs. From the top down in BEC right now, they're all products of the training programs, and we went away from that. And this is why some of the issues that we're facing is because we moved away. And so I'm happy and elated today that the current administration is strongly investing in recruiting and training young, bright Bahamian men and women to fill the gaps, to reinvigorate BPL.
Absolutely.
So we're going to see those issues addressed in the long term.
Yes, without a doubt, without a doubt. Okay, let's read some text. Let me give you all the answer to the first question. I'm going to throw out the second question as soon as we are done. Great show as usual. The person says, my power is not off. Thank you for bragging. Thank you for bragging, but also thank you for bringing some balance to the conversation,
yeah.
Right? I said the text also says a lot of people doing electrical work on houses have no clue what they're doing, and they are causing more problems that they're solving in people's homes. Another text. Listen, y'all don't get on my people need to be fired kick, you know. The text speaks to the Ministry of Immigration. The minister needs to be fired. Ah, boy. Dear texter, I'm going to get back to that later this week. Okay, here is the answer to the first trivia question for the day. The question was, what is the site of the Andrus Crab Fest that took place this weekend just past? It is the Crab Fest site on Queens Park. Queens Park in Fresh Creek, Andrus.
Take that.
Queens Park in Fresh Creek, Andrus. And the first Crab Fest was held 25 years ago on that same site. They had since moved from that site, and they returned to the original Crab Fest site this year, 2023, 25 years after its inception. Okay, guys, thank you to the texter. I will transfer your money as soon as the show is done or as soon as I can afterwards. Here is the second question of the day. Here is the second question of the day. What is the first day of summer called, and when is it? What is the first day of summer, and what is it called? What is the first day of summer, and what is it called? That's the second question of the day for the Sand Dollar giveaway. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720.
I'm going to text in right now.
You're texting because... I am sure the first day of summer is called BPL bonus season. Okay, pause. That was unfair. It was slightly funny, but it was unfair. But I want you all to understand the weight with which people have been living, right? What we've been living with. And this is sort of similar to all of the discussions around the unfortunate and tragic implosion of the Ocean Gate submersible, right, where people have been using humor to critique and to deal with the tragedy and their lives in the face of the tragedy. And people have been admonished for cracking jokes about it. But there are some spaces there that we need to understand why people offer the critique they do. And in the same way, Mr. Wilson, you opened the show by sharing condolences to a loved member of the community that has passed. And you opened with a prayer. And I'm glad you did that, because that softened my heart and reminded me that BPL is an entity, but there are people at BPL, and we need to be able to engage the entity without breaking down the people, right? Yes. That's very important. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Does BPL have a 24-hour hotline answered by human beings, not machines?
Yes, they do.
You do?
Sure? Because I have not... I have not heard that. I used to call 302-1580 and 302-1581, and I could speak to a human. But here's why it's important for me to speak to a human, right? Yeah. Not cutting you off, sir. Don't go anywhere if you could hold the line. The area that I live in apparently is not on BPL's monitoring system. So I may have an outage in my very small subdivision that may not be registered on the monitoring system because there's not an outage in the wider area. If I don't call in and tell them that my power's off, they won't know that my power's off. And so I have to speak to a human.
Yeah.
Because somebody will just look at the ticker, you know, get the message from the automated system, look at the system and say, oh, no, they're on. Without even remember, or they may not even know that my neighborhood is not on the monitoring system. Go on, sir.
So ask them, what is the number?
What is the number?
Well, you just said the numbers.
Those no longer connect to humans.
Okay, well, here's what I do, right? I would always tell people, if you can't, you try it again and you can't, call my phone. I'll try to help you, which is 803-6515, right?
803-6515.
Yeah, and if I have to, I disturb as high as the CEO, and he can tell you sometimes I would call him. Rarely, if it really rises to that, or to the chairman, if it rises to that, but I try to use my connectors. I can reach the person's cell phones.
Without a doubt,
And get them. But so sometimes, like, when you have a power outage in an area, you can have like 200-400 people calling in, and so it seems as if no one wants to answer, but they're trying to dispatch to so many homes or trying to get updates to so many people and trying to get by. It could be overwhelming, and so if you can't get them, try to reach me, and I'll try to use my connections to try to help you out.
Absolutely. But
What is your name, sir?
Kyle Wilson. I'm the president of Bahamas Electrical Workers Union.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller. So those are the numbers that I would traditionally call BPL control room, right?
Yeah.
Because you could speak to a human.
Yes.
But that system, I think, has changed recently. And it connects you to an automated system where you're prompted to leave a message, right? And in some instances, we need more than just to leave a message.
Yes.
Some instances, people need instructions, right? Like they need to know, what do I do next, right? And so I say to people, the first thing you do, shut the main switch off. First thing you do, right? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Shut the main switch off. Don't leave it on waiting for the power to come back on. Shut it off. And then if you you're waiting for restoration, you're unable to contact someone, you are able to contact someone, listen. Right? So in my neighborhood, I know when the power comes back on because all the generators
cut out. Oh, you see the street lights return.
Right? And so I can always know when it's time to go and shut the main switch back on.
Yeah, and that's a good safety measure too. At least you're a concerned citizen who know what to do in events of power outages, to save your personal equipment, to save injury. That's a very smart thing.
Yeah, but I think for many people, when they make that emergency call, it's like calling 911. It's like calling the ambulance. I have a real, and I need you to walk me through it. Tell me what to do. Make me feel certain that I am doing the right thing. Because I don't want to risk burning down my house, losing all my property. I don't want to risk damage to my neighbor's property, you know, more than my own. I don't want loss of life.
Yes.
You know.
I hope, and I know the leaders are listening, and these are things that they may improve on. But I want to say to the workers, you know, you want to try to be as diligent as possible, because here it is, we're on the precipice of AI. And so I don't know if you want your job to be taken by a computer who could communicate with 100 people in one, at a time. And so we got to be as efficient and prudent as possible, and remember that there are persons depending on us to answer the phones. There are medical emergencies that persons depend on BPL, who are on respirators, CPAP machines.
And even people who have medication that need to be refrigerated, they are going to panic when the power goes off, and they need to communicate with somebody who's not frustrated that people are calling all the time. I've been part of a comedy group, and it's a skit, you know, we've done the BPL skit.
Yeah.
You know, we've done, when in fact it wasn't BPL at that time, we've done the BEC skin, right? That's how old it is. And, you know, people really rely on a calm, compassionate customer service representative to engage with, and not somebody who's frustrated because people are frustrated. That's the job that you do.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, let me repeat the question, the second question for today. What is the first day, when is the first day of summer, and what is it called? When is the first day of summer, and what is it called? Now, sir, I want to ask you about BEC and BPL.
Okay.
Right? I used to think that they were two separate entities, but I went on the website last night to do some research, and I don't see any trace of BEC on the website. In fact, the website spoke about BPL, one singular company. And I say I need to know, right? Because my prior knowledge was BPL is a managing entity, and BEC is the entity that produces and distributes the electricity, and BPL manages that, right? Now, that's important because I need to know where to fling this blame. I need to know where to throw my blame and frustration. Should I be mad at BPL or should I be mad at BEC? And now I confuse because I don't know who to row.
Well, to me, I would personally have to take a deeper read of the Electricity Act and probably get some information from ERCA.
That's
to
where
really,
I need to start.
To really answer that question in its entirety. I don't want to misanswer the question, but it all boils down to still being an entity that is probably run by the government, or is still more or less controlled by government legislation.
See, but this is important because anytime I buck a BEC worker on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are polite, they friendly. Sometimes they be frustrated that I be asking them questions as I drive by, right? I want to say to the all every I can't. I want to say it's the D crew, but to all the crews that work in Johnson Road, on Eastern Road, and Fox Hill, West and East, they the best, right?
Yeah.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
BPL don't talk to you at all. BPL don't talk to you at all. Producer, let's get this call in. Let's see if this is someone calling in to answer the trivia. When is the first day of summer and what is it called? There we go. We're checking on that now. I need to go to ERCA. And this is a good lesson for people who are trying to understand these things, right?
Yes.
I need to go to the Electricity Act, Electrical
yes.
Act.
Yes.
And then I need to go and read ERCA.
Yes.
Look for public statements
yes.
from BEC, BPL on ERCA's website.
Which will break down everything to you.
Okay, right. And where can I find newsletters and press statements from BPL?
I'd probably say you'd have to probably then reach out to their PR department.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like I said, Ms. Arnold Wilson. She's back, and I guess to see some new and dynamic things from the PR department in terms of public relations. And so I would say you're a media guy. She's a media person, and So you, I'd say you two could probably connect very easy. And she's an easy person, you know. I go and I stop by the office and I hear sometimes very easygoing person. And so I know she's probably going to bring some new dynamic things as far as PR and change the necessary changes that need to be made. And I think she's listening and she's hearing what the public wants.
All right. Now, Mr. Wilson reminds me regularly that, look, the people who work at BPL also use BPL's service.
Oh, yeah.
So they're dealing with the same things that the regular customer is dealing with. I have a text here that says, so what do people at BPL do when there's a surge or power goes off and comes back on? There's a big surge in power. It goes off or comes on and there's damage to my fridge or my phone or my laptop that's charging at the time. What's the procedure?
You probably want to come into the customer service department, make your complaint, and they're going to direct you to the necessary entities who have to come in and do an inspection. You'll probably fill out the forms.
Okay.
And they will then see if it is a fault of BPL's, if you don't have the proper protection on your equipment. Like you said, those lightning arresters, they're going to make sure that your electrician did the work properly to your home, because you can't blame BPL for like your electrician not properly grounding out items. And I went to someone's home at one time and I touched the fridge and I got shocked. And yeah. I was like, what's going on here? And they say, oh, I don't know. I say, you got to bring the electrician in to fix this because your fridge shocking people.
Does BPL provide a list of certified, or does the union, right? Does the union provide a list of certified or trusted or recommended electricians for the public?
Wow. And that would be a great idea. Maybe through the ministry. I know the Ministry of Public Works, they can tell you who are certified electrician, tree phase, and all of that, persons who. So maybe you can call the ministry and ask, because they have inspectors who go and inspect homes.
Right.
And then BPL has their inspectors too, but BPL inspectors are just for the company themselves. Now, some of them can do electrical work, but maybe they can make recommendations. But I would say it would be probably good to call the Ministry of Works and ask for a recommendation.
Right. And a Ministry of Works, it would be great for you all to make that list public and available, so people, when they are trying to find a workman, right, can have a quick search. But it also encourages the people in the field to perform at a standard where they will be recognized and recommended.
I'm trying to remember, it's like a website in the U.S. where people go to get recommendation.
Angie.com.
Archives and all that stuff.
Yes. And so that's another thing. Perhaps a group of union members, right, can partner with other workers, plumbing, masons, carpenters, to create a space like that. Let's I got a call quickly. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Good, Mom. Good, good, good. I want to ask this gentleman from BC a question or two. I need to find out from him, what do you mean to get a... Because what happened with my host now, right? Part of my host current is on and part is off. Literally on and off. Like in my room, I can get current on one side of my room. Anyhow, let me put it straightforward. All of the eastern side of my house, electricity is off.
Yes. I faced that issue too, and you probably have to call the emergency department or the same 302-1580.
What's the number, call, sir?
The 302-1580.
1580.
And letting them know, 79 as well. Letting them know what's your issue, what's taking place, and they're going to send someone there to inspect it, and they're going to let you know if it is a phase issue with the company or if it is something on your side which would require a private electrician. I gave up my personal number. If you can't get any assistance, you could call me 803-6515.
803-6515,
and I'll try to get you help.
6515?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Now, I want to recommend that you turn your main switch off.
Yeah.
So then how am I going to get current as hard as it is, Ms. Green?
But what's more important is that you don't damage the equipment that is working now, right? That you... This is the sacrifice you have to make to protect the integrity of what is working. You may have to shut off the power.
Like I said, the eastern part. I don't understand how, and this just came about about 2-3 months ago. But what I'm saying, I had, you telling me call BC, I called them before. They came in, and they did something in my breaker. Everything came on, and now it's back out again.
So, okay, so you need to get an electrician, and you need to explain to him exactly what happened, because the problem may be in your breaker. Mr. Wilson, who's responsible for the breaker?
Yeah, like I said, the meter is BPL's, but everything else would have been privately installed, and BPL would just come and put their meter in.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like I said, if there's an issue, they'll be taken care of. We're dealing with electricity, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's a dangerous, it's a volatile thing.
Yeah,
sometimes
no,
it has
that,
a mind of its own.
And it can,
and it can jump, it can arc, it can do a lot
you know?
Of stuff,
yeah.
Right? And not that's not intended. And so, you know, you want to be as careful as you could when dealing with it. And so, you know, just I wouldn't advise you to go there and fiddle with anything.
No,
let's
but
try
what I'm
to get
saying,
you some
son,
help.
I want you to understand, because
yes,
I know
sir.
You have a couple more people on the call. But there's nothing new added to my house. There's nothing new I put in my house.
Yeah.
The same washer, the same dryer, the same fridge, the same, everything, the same thing. I never add nothing new to say. Put even as simple as a ceiling fan.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Now, I'm speaking from my basic knowledge, right?
This is not
always
happening.
Remember now, with electricity, there are principles. And the hotter it is more resistance that takes place, and so more heat that builds up. And so people wonder why the electricity bills go up high around the summer, because there's more resistance in the system, and the hotter it is, it's harder for electricity to flow, and so you can have buildup and heat buildup, and you know when heat causes expansion,
yes, sir.
Things can blow, things can happen, and so, like I said, there are principles to electricity, especially in the summertime, with the heat that causes high resistance and that causes a lot of heat. And that's why it's even hotter.
Thank
you. Then. So you're suggesting now that I call in a private electrician first, let him look into my breaker box, and then get back to you.
Well, I would say do it this way. Let's do it the cheaper way. Let's call the experts at BPL, the emergency people, let them look at it, and they would make you a recommendation.
And something from them.
Yes,
save
sir.
The whole.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper that way first.
Then, okay, and you must remember, and I told you that they were here before, and they flipped something in the breaker box, they touched something, and everything came back on. Now it's back out again.
Well, now, when they come, just explain it to them that, hey, it was fixed before, and maybe they can make some further recommendations to you.
Okay, then, appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, Ms. Green, thanks.
You're welcome. And document everything, right?
That's smart, yeah.
Like you say, when they come again, you could say, this is what happened the last time you came. That assists them. That helps them make a better determination of what's happening. One last caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Yes, good morning. Pardon me if someone may have asked this question I'm about to ask before, because I'm just tuning in. But I had an unfortunate incident last weekend. Well, not last weekend, the weekend before, when we had this very, very sudden disruption. It went off, and then it came on. The television I was watching in my bedroom went out, and the following day, I found there two more had gone along with the cable boxes. Well, I've since forwarded the cable boxes. And then 2 days later, I found that my computer was gone, and the computer technician has already told me it got zapped. I don't know if this is a fair question for the union leader, but I'm wondering where can I go, because everything is pointing to the disruption in the electricity that caused these problems.
Okay. What I would do, I would reach out to the team, 302-1580.
Sorry, you give me a telephone number?
Yeah, reach out to the same 302-1580. I'll even put my number back out there again to try to help as best as I can.
Okay, 302-1580, or what are the numbers?
Try 79 as well, right?
And
then there's also CALLBPL. That's another number you can dial, CALLBPL.
Okay.
Right? And my personal contact is 803-6515. If you don't get any help, I'll try my best to get you some assistance with that. But you want to get a proper electrical inspection as to finding out why. I hope you have your stuff on power on those surge protectors. That's
all
very important.
Them were.
All
every
them
single
were.
One is on a surge
okay,
protector.
Okay, great.
Thank you, caller. I'm going to see if I could get Mr. Wilson to sit in with Mr. Newry on the next hour and answer some more of these questions. But before we go, because you haven't affirmed with me yet, thank you very much, caller. Where can I get a proper surge protector for my computer, for my flat screen TV, for my air conditioning units. I've determined at this point that I probably need a commercial surge protector.
Yes.
Right? And then how long does a surge protector last? Because I realized that my surge protector may have protected, burned out because it's already done as much protecting as it can do. When do I know, when is the time to change my surge protector?
Well, I would say you're a smart lady, you're a lady of research. You could probably go on YouTube or one of those online search engines and probably put in, I even have Ask AI, there's a new
No.
And you can go there and say, what is the best way to protect my equipment? But even BEC, you could probably call in, ask to speak with one of their inspectors, and you can ask one of the inspectors to give you some advice.
Some recommendations for surge
protectors. Yes, and you can even call the ministry and ask to speak with one of their engineers there. One of their
can I get a whole house surge protector? Can I get a surge protector for my whole house?
They do have them. They do have them. They do have special equipment that arrests the entire thing. So they do have those equipment available.
Look here, Bahamas. We are getting geared up for the summer. Don't let the BPL summer roll in on you and you are not prepared.
That'll be all right.
Like I said, I'm going to see if I could get Mr. Wilson to stay in, but I have to have you back because people also want to know who's responsible for hurricane preparations.
But I think it's NEMA more or less. But
in terms of the clearing of the lines and anyway, that's the music, so I gotta go. Thank you for joining me. We're all out of time. Have a great day, Bahamas. The answer to the question is the summer solstice is June 21st. The summer solstice, the first day of summer is June 21st. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Yes.